You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. At least 10 deaths are now linked to wildfires burning across the Los Angeles area. The Southern California fires have damaged or destroyed more than 11,000 structures, including homes. Deanne Criswell, who leads the Federal Emergency Management Agency, says families will have to access rental resources given the scope of the destruction.
Thousands of homes have been destroyed. And we continue to hear the numbers change, but know that this is going to be a long-term recovery for all of these individuals that have been impacted.
A firefighting plane is out of commission after colliding with a civilian drone. NPR's Joel Rose reports the plane was damaged but managed to land safely.
The Los Angeles County Fire Department says the firefighting plane was struck by a civilian drone while it was operating over the Palisades fire on Thursday. The Super Scooper plane, which is on loan from Quebec, was able to land safely, but fire officials say it sustained damage to one of its wings and remains grounded. Flying a drone near a wildfire is a federal crime. Unauthorized drones can force fire response agencies to ground their own aircraft to avoid collisions, allowing fires to grow larger. The Federal Aviation Administration says it is investigating. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
It's all hands on deck in the massive firefighting effort. In one Altadena neighborhood, people filled buckets with water from a swimming pool. About 20 men and women, nearly all Latino immigrants, showed up to try to save homes in one neighborhood today. But the power of the fires remains overwhelming, with thousands of structures having been damaged or destroyed. The Biden administration has extended temporary protected status for nearly 1 million migrants from Venezuela, El Salvador, and Ukraine. NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports a TPS extension would allow them to remain in the country and renew their work permits.
Nearly 600,000 Venezuelans, 234,000 Salvadorans, and 100,000 Ukrainians will benefit from Biden's actions. But President-elect Donald Trump could undo it. He tried during his first term to end TPS for six countries, including El Salvador, but was blocked by a court. The Trump ban's transition team didn't respond to a request for comment, but Tom Homan, Trump's incoming border czar, has said the program could be ended. 17 countries currently have TPS designation, a temporary status that can be granted on the basis of a humanitarian or security crisis in the home country. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Austin.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down nearly 700 points or 1.6% to end the day at 41,938. This is NPR News. The U.S. Supreme Court is weighing a federal law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. starting in 9 days unless it divests itself of Chinese ownership. The justices heard oral arguments today. U.S. officials have raised concerns about national security threats from the Chinese government through TikTok. The popular short video sharing app has more than 120 million users in the United States alone. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is citing free speech rights and challenging the law. Winter storm warnings and advisories are in effect from southern Maryland to Texas. Catherine Hobbs of member station KERA reports on conditions in Dallas.
Light snow and a freezing drizzle are the primary threats as black ice accumulates across the region. Dallas is seeing hourly crashes on the roads, doubling the number on any other given day. Among the most vulnerable populations are people who are homeless. The city has opened several temporary shelters. Unlike the 2021 statewide power crisis, the Texas grid has remained operational with only short-term regional power outages. State officials remain optimistic that the grid will function throughout the remainder of the storm. The majority of school districts across North Texas are closed today, and many flights have been canceled. College football's Cotton Bowl is scheduled to be played in Texas tonight. I'm Katherine Hobbs in Dallas.
Free breakfast and lunch may be available to every student in New York, no matter their family's income, under a proposal Governor Kathy Hochul announced today. Hochul cites research that links available school meals to better learning. Eight states have similar programs. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John Templeton Foundation, funding interdisciplinary research and catalyzing conversations to inspire awe and wonder. Learn more at templeton.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, gale warning tonight and Saturday. Today, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 10 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 40 knots, becoming south 30 after midnight, seas 14 feet with rain. And Saturday, southwest winds 40 knots, becoming south 30 in the afternoon, seas 18 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, gale warning Saturday. Today, south winds 30 knots, becoming southeast 20 in the afternoon, seas 11 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, becoming west 30 after midnight, seas 14 feet with rain. And Saturday, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 17 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarishef, gale warning today. Today, south winds 40 knots, diminishing to 25 in the afternoon, seas 20 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 13 feet. And Saturday, east winds 30 knots, seas 14 feet with rain and snow. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory today and Saturday. Today, south winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, becoming southwest after midnight, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. And Saturday, southwest winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain and snow. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarishef, gale warning today. Today, south winds 40 knots, diminishing to 30 in the afternoon, seas 8 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. And Saturday, east winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain and snow. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. South winds 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 50 in the morning. Tonight, rain. Then scattered rain showers and snow showers after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to 1 inch. Lows in the mid-20s to mid-30s. West winds 10 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 40 after midnight. And Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of snow in the morning, then snow and rain in the afternoon. Precipitation may be heavy at times, and snow accumulation can be up to 3 inches. Highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, shifting to southeast 20 to 35 in the afternoon. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 12:11 a.m. at 5 feet, 3 inches. A low at 4:18 a.m. at 4 feet, 1 inch. A low at 10:38 a.m. at 8 feet, 3 inches. And a low at 6:17 p.m., a minus tide of 9 inches. Your sun rose at 10:03 this morning, and your sun will set at 5:36, giving us 7 hours and 33 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, Grateful Dead's coming at us with To Lay Me Down, then The Cure with The Caterpillar, and then The Greatest Love of All, and that's by Whitney Houston.
To lay me down. once more lay me down with my head in
lay me
with our dreams.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Yeah, Traveling Wilburys are next with us, and then Men at Work with No Restrictions. The Wilburys are doing the Wilbury twist, of course. And last of the three, we have Terrence Trent D'Arby with Wishing Well.
We'll be right back. another foot up. Fall on your ass. Get back up. Put your teeth in the glass. Ain't never been nothing quite like this. It's a magical thing called the Wilbury Twist. Everybody's talking about the Wilbury Twist. Everybody's trying to do the Wilbury Twist. It's a different dance for you all to do. Spin your body like a screw. Better not forget it on your shopping list. Ain't never been nothing quite like this.
Better come and get it, it's the Wilbury Twist.
I guess by now you've got the gist.
Everybody's crazy about the Wilbury Twist.
Thank you. kissing like a bandit, stealing time underneath the sycamore tree. Cupid by the all-saint Valentine's to my sweet lover and maid. Slowly but surely, your appetite is more than I knew. Sweetly, softly, I'm falling in love with you. Wish me love, oh, wishing well, to kiss and tell. Love, a wishing well, to kiss and tell. A wishing well, a crocodile tears.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
KSDP, 8:30 a.m., Sandpoint, Alaska, K20-1DA, 88.1 FM, King Cove.
And continuing on, we have Lisa Hartman next with How Am I Supposed to Live Without You? She's Clint Black's wife. After that, we have Suicide with, Suicide is doing Ghost Riders. There it is. And then the Power Station will get it on, bang with the gong. Here's Lisa Hartman.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today. Come and get it straight from you. They said you were leaving. Someone swept your heart away. From the look upon your face, I see it's true. So tell me all about it. Tell me about the plans you're making. And tell me one thing more before I go.
didn't come here to break down. It's just a dream of mine is coming to an end. How can I blame you when I build my world around a hope that one day we'd be so much more than friends? I don't wanna know the price I'm gonna pay for dreaming. I need you now, it's more than I can take. Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you? Now that I've been loving you so long, how am I supposed to live without you?
with the teeth of the Hydra upon you. You were dirty, sweet, and you, my girl. Halo. You look like a truck on line. You're a untamed youth, that's the truth. With a cloak full of egos, you dirty saint, and you my girl.
Yeah, Split Enz is coming out with What's the Matter with You? Then Glory Days, that's Bruce Springsteen. And then Skritti Politti with Perfect Way, all coming down the street here at us on KSDP Radio.
What's the matter?
We'll
Thank you.